she was talking to somebody, and she wanted to warm up. So she had a mitt and a ball, and so she gave him the mitt. She stepped back at about 45 feet and threw a bullet. I was like, wait a minute. And he threw it back to her, and she fielded it barehanded. And I was like, okay, she looks like she can play a little bit. So we started talking to her, and she says, yeah, I think she said she played center and short. And I said, can you play for us? And she said, sure.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Ricky Renteria trying to close down a deal now. They're in high-level talks at the White Sox for sister Mary Jo. Pete, help me out. Sobiech,
yeah.
Sister Mary Jo Sobiech. Let me ask Pete Zimmerman before he pick up the phone, because sister Mary Jo is fresh off her Good Morning America appearance. You bring in the best people for the MVPP. You search high and low.
Mm-hmm.
You scour America.
Absolutely.
And Sister Mary Jo, after yesterday, blowed up real big.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd you nail this down? Called in every favor?
I called in every favor. As I, you know, I've went to Catholic school all my life.
Uh-huh. Was prayer involved?
So I prayed on it, like Lovie Smith. Yeah.
Now you're a fan of sports. You're mm-hmm. an athlete yourself at the highest level. Mm-hmm. And when you saw her heater, what did you think?
I thought it was all right.
Dave, what do you think of her fastball?
I thought it was excellent.
Justin?
Good command.
Yeah, strong.
Joe, did you like Sister Mary Jo's fastball?
Oh, it was a strike, easily.
All right, so maybe Ricky Renteria's seen a little something here. Sister Mary Jo Sobiech joins us now. You know what my favorite part was, Sister, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. My favorite part was when you bounced the baseball off your muscle in your arm, your bicep.
Thanks. It just came natural to me.
Okay, where's the skill come from?
Well, you know, I had a brother call me yesterday and say, remember I taught you that, but I don't recall that. I've always just been, you know, pretty athletic and coordinated, so I think it just kind of evolved.
Well, you looked like you were having a time of your life, and by the way, you should be looking like that when you're out there.
Absolutely. As an athlete, that is, like, top-notch. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Top of the mound, I couldn't go from the grass. I had to be all in.
Sister Mary Jo, there is a lot of pressure when you get on the mound there and you have to throw. You realize it's, you know, it's 90 feet. The concept is daunting to some. You'll see celebrities get up there and bounce the ball in or possibly get, you know, not get anywhere near the strike zone. So how did you approach your event yesterday?
By the way, she had 60 feet, 6 inches. If it was 90,
sorry,
she'd
90,
be thrown 60. Out of somebody
yeah,
stealing.
Sorry, I apologize. 60 feet. Thank you, Steve.
Well, part of it, my bouncing it off the my arm was to make it natural. I had to give myself something to relax with. Otherwise, okay. You're absolutely correct. So having played shortstop and center field, I'm used to throwing off, you know, a hop or getting a catch. So I thought to make it the most natural, I had to put myself in motion. So I did a little something that was just going to be just make it relaxed. Otherwise, you're right. It's daunting.
When was the last time you played?
Organized softball?
Yeah.
It's been a while. I mean, I've gone home on my home visits in the summer, and I've done some rec leagues, but that's probably been 10 years ago. But I throw the ball around a lot. You know, I golf, I shoot hoops, I try to stay in shape, so I keep myself agile.
Are there any other nuns that, you know, have any game that you can play catch with?
No. I'll be honest with you. I'll be selfish here and make a plug for vocations here. Our life is not just a love of sports, but it's the love of God and,
sure.
and keeping your energy and your motivation and enthusiasm for life. And I'm the youngest in our community here by about 10 years. And but the kids at school are participants, and I go to the gym and I go out to the fields and kind of, you know, mess around with them a little bit. So it's fun.
This is what I'm telling you, Justin. You got something here. This is the church has something here. They send Sister Mary Jo out, and everybody goes, oh, the nun's here. Big deal. And you start throwing the ball around with these kids. They're going to love it.
Well, Sister Mary Jo, I'm reading your story in the USA Today. The Good Morning America has obviously gone viral. Is it surprising to you that just the idea of throwing out the first pitch and throwing a strike has grabbed America's attention, the world's attention?
Absolutely. I had no idea. I don't even know how that happens. One of the students said to me, Sister, this is going to go viral. I said, what does that even mean? How does that happen? So, no, I had no idea. Matter of fact, I wasn't even going to stay for the whole game. I was going to go home sooner, but it just there was a lot of excitement and energy, and it was just a fun night. It was a really good night.
So do you have any tips for the prospect, Michael Kopech, who's coming up tomorrow for the White Sox, their top pitching prospect?
You know, I would say, you know, you just have to be yourself, do your best, and let God do the rest, right?
That's a great advice for everything, right?
Mm-hmm, yep, and just, you got to do you. You know, you got recruited for a reason, so don't change your mechanics now. You just keep doing what you're doing.
Do you know what the White Sox Lucas Giolito said about you?
No.
This is the guy.
I'm curious.
This is the guy that caught your pitch, obviously. First off,
right,
he said,
right,
ow.
I do know that.
You started out with ow.
Ow.
But after the game, said she had the whole routine. She had it planned out. I was just lucky to be back there. She threw a perfect pitch. You literally have made it to the big leagues because you got another big leaguer using cliches to talk about your skills.
That's great.
The White Sox tweeted one of the most impressive first pitches of all time. You know, they didn't include me in there, and I've done it a couple of times. I actually threw it through the backstop. She was pretty good. Ricky Renteria says she was pretty good. I'm like, wait a minute. She fielded barehanded. You may have heard the clip when we played you in. But I'll tell you what, I loved it. I love your attitude. Why'd you wear number 60?
Well, I wore number 60. It's the 60th anniversary of our school here in Chicago Heights, Marian Catholic. Our Dominican sisters from Springfield in Illinois, we founded the school in 1958. And so it's our 60th year. And so they picked me to represent the sisters still being here after those 60 years. And I was happy to have that opportunity and to hopefully do them proud.
How good a golfer are you?
You know, I can hit the long ball. My short game is a little rusty, but I can hit the long ball.
There's a lot of prayer that goes on the golf course.
You just got to keep it on the short grass, as they say, right, fellas?
God,
keep it
please,
on the short grass.
God, please let me make this putt. Yeah. Please, please.
That's right.
Sister Mary Jo, it's an honor to speak with you, and I love your attitude, and we need it on a Monday morning more than ever. Thanks for being the most valuable person on the planet.
It.
Right there.
God bless you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mary Jo Sobia.
How great is she?
Great.